You are listening to RudolfSteinerAudio.com. If you are listening to the podcast of this, it is located at RudolfSteiner.podbean.com. Please consider becoming a patron. As well, there are two publishing houses, SteinerBooks.org in America and RudolfSteinerPress.com in England, who are the sole publishers of Steiner into English and have given me permission to do these recordings. Please consider patronizing them as well. This is a reading of Collected Works, Volume 27, by Dr. Rudolf Steiner and Dr. Ita Wegmann, entitled Extending Practical Medicine, formerly known as Fundamentals of Therapy, or also known as Fundamentals of Therapy, translated by Anna Mois. This is Chapter 10, entitled The Role of Fat in the Human Organism and Deceptive Local Symptom Complexes. Fat proves least of a foreign substance when taken into the organism. Fat will most easily change from the nature it has when taken in as food to the nature of the human organism. The 80% of fat contained in butter, for instance, goes unchanged through the ptyalin and pepsin regions and is only changed by pancreatic juice, converting to glycerin and fatty acids. Fat is able to behave like this because it takes as little as possible of a foreign organism's nature, its etheric forces, etc., into the human organism. The human organism can easily make it part of its own sphere of activity. The reason is that fat plays a special role in producing inner warmth. This warmth is the element in which the I organization predominantly lives, that is, as a physical organism. With every substance in the human body, relevance to the I organization is limited to as much of it as develops heat in its activity. In the whole way it behaves, fat proves to be a substance that merely fills the body, being merely carried by it, being of relevance to the active organization only because of the processes in which heat evolves. Fat taken for food from an animal organism, for instance, will take nothing but its ability to evolve heat into the human organism. The evolution of heat is, however, one of the processes that come last in metabolism. Fat taken in as food, therefore, stays as it is in the early and the middle metabolic processes, and is only taken up into the sphere of inner bodily activity at the earliest by pancreatic juice. The presence of fat in human milk points to a highly remarkable activity in the organism. The body does not inwardly consume this fat. It lets it become a product that is separated off. This means, however, that the I organization also becomes part of this fat. The power to be open to creative impulses that is found in mother's milk depends on this. The mother transfers her own I organization's powers of being open to creative impulses to the child, thus adding something further to the powers of configuration transmitted by heredity. A healthy route is given if the human form-creating powers consume the fat available in the body in the process of generating heat. An unhealthy route is given if the fat is not used up in heat generation by the I organization, but taken unused into the organism. Such fat creates excess potential for the generation of heat in one place or another in the organism. This heat intervenes here and there in the organism and causes confusion for the other vital processes, not being encompassed by the I organization. Parasitic heat foci develop, as it were. These have a tendency to produce inflammatory conditions. The genesis of such foci must be seen to be due to the body developing the tendency to produce more fat than the eye organization needs for its life in inner warmth. In a healthy organism, animalic astral forces produce or take in as much fat as can be converted to heat processes by the eye organization. And in addition, the amount needed to keep muscle and bone mechanics in good order. In this case, the warmth needed for the body will be produced. If the animalic forces provide too little fat for the eye organization, the eye organization develops a hunger for warmth. It has to draw the warmth it needs from the activities of organs. This causes them to become friable and stiff in themselves, as it were. The processes they need become sluggish. One then sees pathological processes developing here and there, and we have to discern if they are due to a general fat deficiency. If the opposite is the case, and there is excess fat content, as already mentioned, so that parasitic heat foci develop, organs are taken hold of in such a way that they become excessively active. This creates tendencies to excessive food intake, overloading the body. It is not at all necessary for this development to take the form of the individual concerned becoming an overeater. It may be, for instance, that too much substance is taken to a head organ as part of metabolic activity in the organism, being therefore withdrawn from the abdominal organs and separating off processes. As a result, the activity of those badly supplied organs is reduced. Material separated off by the glands may be deficient. The fluid constituents of the organism fall into unhealthy relative proportions. Thus, separated off bile may be excessive relative to material separated off by the pancreas. Again, it will be a question of discerning how a local symptom complex should be judged concerning its origin in unhealthy fat activity. The end of chapter 10.